So your choice to win Super Bowl 57, Ja'Marr Chase, is...
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Billy, I just lost this to Chiefs, and I don't like them.
Live from the Super Bowl experience in downtown Phoenix, Arizona.
You're bitter, is what you're saying.
I'm pissed. I'm a little salty. I'm going to go with Philly.
Okay.
Just because they got a better roster.
Still to come, comedian Bert Kreischer, Lions defensive end Aiden Hutchinson, actor Rob Riggle, plus all the latest from Super Bowl 57. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
It has been an amazing week here in Phoenix, Arizona. It's time to kick off our third and final hour of coverage of 3 days here at the Super Bowl State in Arizona, getting set for actual football coming up this weekend, and thrilled to be here on the Roku channel and this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate and Sirius XM and Odyssey, our whole audience, for the man who has been in town performing in front of sold-out shows at the Mullet Arena in Tempe, Arizona, performing here at the Super Bowl himself, Bert Kreischer. Good to see you, sir.
Thank you.
Have you ever performed at an arena called the Mullet?
No.
Okay.
Definitely under-delivered. It's funny, they gave me a plaque. They said, you know, you set record attendance at the Mullet Arena. And I was like, everyone in the room's like, wow. And Shane Gillis, one of my openers, leans in. He goes, they've only been open 8 months.
Well, you set the mark.
Yeah,
people have now got to go reach it.
It's
Bert.
Freezing. It's a hockey arena, and so there's ice under there, and I'm shirtless. I am like freezing the entire show. I think I'm getting a chest infection from these hockey arenas.
Oh, my gosh.
It was awesome. This is Super Bowl experience is like none other. I was telling you guys before the show started.
Yes.
The offensive line of the Kansas City Chiefs showed up to the show last night. Like the whole O-line.
Is that right?
The whole... Do you remember the scene in Revenge of the Nerds when the Omega Moos start walking through the door? I felt like that. I felt like Booger just going, one, two. You know, it's amazing. I think you think you're a man. Their hands are so much bigger than me. I think if I was going to get into a relationship with a dude, it would be like an O-lineman.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for like, just even like showering together, he could just clean me so quickly. They're amazing. They're amazingly large.
Now, you saw them from the stage or you saw them backstage first?
So I got a text from Orlando Brown.
Yes.
And he said, yo, we're going to come through. And I was like, yeah, sure. So the whole time I'm looking for offensive linemen in the audience. And I'm like, and my fans are dudes and they're big dudes.
Yeah.
I'm like, that must be them. I don't know where these guys were sitting. I don't know what happened to those poor seats. Those seats are destroyed. These are the largest men. I mean, everyone kept just coming up. And this is what's crazy about Super Bowl weekend. There's girls in my meet and greet.
Yeah.
At the end, there's never a woman backstage. I've never had a woman backstage. There are beautiful women backstage. Everyone's like, "What? This is insane. This whole experience is insane.
It's a Super Bowl week. Man.
Yeah.
This is it.
And the tickets are so affordable. Should we talk about...
Go for whatever you'd like.
So I tell Mark Norman and Shane Gillis, my two openers.
Yes.
I say, hey, we're doing the Mullet Arena. We'll do two shows. We do one show Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Sells out at Friday. Sells out at Wednesday, at Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Doing four shows. Guys, it's a little treat. Super Bowl tickets on me. Good seats.
Mm-hmm.
$125,000.
Well, you're going for the primo if you're talking about that.
I didn't know. My wife called and she goes, they just took $125,000 out of our account. Is something going on? Do you need to talk to me about something? Are you going to South Africa for a month? I was like, no, we're going to the Super Bowl. I don't even like either of the teams.
See, now this is... Now that this is your rookie experience mistake, is you need to check the prices before offering to take people in primo seats.
Or wait until the O-line comes over and they go, we each get 15 tickets. Do you want some? I went, are you kidding me? One guy's like, well, you got to sit with my parents. I was like, I am getting along great with parents. Does your dad drink? Because I black out in front of your family like I do my family. I feel like I need to put money on the Super Bowl now
just
to try to break even. I'm not going
to
make money at the Mullet Arena. I'm going to lose my ass on this Super Bowl. It's been a great experience.
Bert Kreischer here at Super Bowl 57 in the state of Arizona. So I've been told that, as you mentioned, these aren't even teams that that you root for, but I have been told that your sport of choice, that if you could choose, is, if I'm not mistaken, involving a Frisbee.
And
the world of golf.
By the way, Ricky Wysocki came to my show last night.
Yes, sir.
One of the best disc golfers ever. And I introduced him to the O-line. I was like, gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my athlete. This guy can huck a Frisbee. I mean, just great forehand, great backhand. I love disc golf. I love it. It's an extremely accessible sport. It's fun. You can smoke weed while you do it. You can drink. It's great. Like, you see big dudes that are out of shape, and then they're like, and then they just throw a great disc. And then you're on the course, and he's like, indica or sativa? And you're like, sativa. And he's like, I grow my own. You should try this. And then it's awesome. And they're beautiful. It's beautiful landscapes.
Well, because I mean, they all look beautiful if that's what you're doing while you're playing disc golf. I mean, you know,
I don't know who does it sober.
So what the hell is it?
I mean,
so please have the floor.
So it's regular. It's, here's what I love about it. The learning curve is extremely, extremely accessible.
Okay.
So it's little discs. They're all shaped roughly the same size, but they're different weights.
Yes.
And you have a driver, you have a mid-range, you have a putter, or you know, and they're like 350 yards, and you throw a Frisbee, and you get like usually three shots to the goal. And,
yeah.
And it's really fun. You can play with all your friends, and everyone learns really quickly.
It's on an actual golf course?
No. Well, they do some on a national golf course, which I hate, because literally, you know how arrogant golfers are, and I'm a golfer, but if they see a bunch of stoners throwing a Frisbee on a golf course, they're like, excuse me, my privilege is hurting. My dad would lose his mind if he saw disc golfers over at Avila. But they do have them on some golf courses. Usually they're in the woods or in the forest.
Okay.
And it's just awesome. It's really fun. I'll take you.
Please.
Yeah.
I've heard nothing but great things about it and how you are nuts about it.
I love it. I love it so much. And it's because it's like a fresh sport. It's like the beginning of the UFC when Rogan got involved.
Yes.
All the champions hit me up and they're like, yo, I live in Pensacola. You want me to take you for a round? And then they give you a bunch of discs and then they tell you what you're doing wrong. And then, and so you have the greatest golfers or just golfers playing with you and showing what you're doing. It's amazing. It's a very... The community is amazing, and by the way, it's like my fans too. Like every time I go there, they're like, "No way, you play disc golf?" I was like, "And I smoke weed and drink. Can you believe it? It's my brand."
Bert Kreischer here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so sure, I'd like to go.
It's fun. You'll love it. You'll love it.
Right.
You'll love it, and it'll frustrate you at first because you'll see people so much better than you, you'll go like, you can get a little competitive, and then you're like. And everyone tells you, "Oh yeah, you're throwing up. You got to throw down.
Yeah.
You got to really rotate." And it's fun. It's really fun.
So, which team do you root for in the NFL? What team is your? Do you have a team, Bert?
My team is the Bucks. It's always been the Bucks. But I was the Bucks fans when it was in the Souls.
Pre Brady, very pre Brady, pre Josh Freeman.
Yeah, I was a Bucks fan when dudes went to the game shirtless, spit tobacco, and oh, I wish I'd say more, but yeah, I was. Yeah. Doug Williams was my favorite player ever, ever. Yeah. I idolized Doug Williams, and so when I went to college, I didn't watch much football, and then when I got into stand-up, you only root for the games that you see because it's your fantasy teams,
yes.
So you pick the Cowboys or the Broncos.
Uh-huh.
So I was a big Tony Romo fan, and then when I moved to LA, we get the Rams, and my wife's like, "Let's get season tickets," which are way more affordable than a Super Bowl ticket. You can get a box at the new stadium for literally half a seat at the Super Bowl.
But for $125,000 for four tickets, are you sitting? Are
six
you
tickets,
are you in charge? Oh, six tickets.
Six tickets.
Are you administering the coin flip? I mean, you must be on the 50. You must literally be like out there. Bert Kreischer's got the commemorative coin, flipping it to start Super Bowl 57 for that amount of money.
This is the rub.
Oh no!
They don't tell you your seats until Friday.
Get out of here!
You don't know where you're sitting. I mean, I want to storm the Capitol. If you think those guys felt like they were misrepresented, I don't even know who I gave the money to.
Oh my God!
I don't even know. My manager just goes, "I need $125,000," and I gave it to him. I feel like Bernie Madoff's client. Like, I'm just sitting there going, so you think Bitcoin's going to really do well? I hope this money turns out. Matt Damon said we're cool.
Oh my God.
I heard Tom Brady's involved. This should be a win-win, right?
I'm sorry. I'm laughing so hard and crying.
I don't even know who has, I don't even know when I get my ticket.
Bert,
it's the greatest heist ever.
Yeah. It's for the puppy bowl.
Bert, go to the puppy bowl.
Look, I'm like Kaiser Soze, but I still limp.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Oh, if I have bad seats, I'm going to be living. I hate the Super Bowl. I'm going to be rooting against both teams.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. My wife is so angry at me.
She thought you were robbed.
I should have helped out so many poor children. And I'm just throwing money away.
We have to know.
There's people mining cobalt, and I'm sitting here with... Oh, I feel like Brewster's Million.
Oh, God.
I'm sweating and laughing.
I'm done.
And I'm not the one 150, 125 grand in the hole. Oh, my gosh. So can we get the postscript when we find out where your seats are? I'm now on the edge of my seat.
Oh, I will. It will be on my Instagram. I will be posting this on my Instagram Sunday, and I will tell you exactly what seat I'm sitting in, where they are, and oh, man.
Or maybe just stay tuned for the game, and you're handing Andy Reid his Gatorade, some sort of fantasy camp.
I'll be Kevin Harding the field. Just up sure
I would pay for
we
that.
We did it! O-line, son! Yeah, I will see. I'll tell you where I'll sit. I'm sitting on Sunday. Hopefully it's good.
Wow. Oh, my
there
God.
There are so many dudes with big money schemes watching this right now going, I bet Bert would invest in this.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Bert, I reimagine the fork. It's a monkey fist. And it's a little trigger. You'll like it. You'll like it. Bert, how about this? Coin operated.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The machine's coming up on May 26th. This is it.
Yeah,
we're finally going to get it, right?
Yeah.
How long has this been in the making? Like years,
well,
right?
Well,
no,
my brain is not all bad.
Okay,
it was on the shelf. It was on the shelf for a while because of Putin, and so they were like, we don't want to put it out. And then I just was like, I'm going to leak it. So I went on Rogan's and I leaked the trailer, and it got a lot of great traction. And no one mentioned anything that they had a problem with. No cancel culture came after me. Everyone liked it. Even people that didn't like me, they're like, I hate Bert, but I really want to see this movie.
Who hates
Bert? And so
you,
then Sony got involved, and we did an announce, and we're coming out Memorial Day weekend in 1,000 theaters.
Fantastic.
Woo! Yeah, I'm really excited. I hope everyone enjoys the movie.
And then Mark Hamill is in this, correct?
Mark Hamill plays my dad. My favorite story of this is, so the woman that put, one of the women that in plays in the mafia,
yeah,
a Russian woman or a Ukrainian woman, she's like... She goes, we're going to dinner with Mark Hamill. She goes, do not bring up Star Wars. I said, well, it's Mark Hamill. It's going to come up. She goes, no, please. Avoid it. I have never seen the movie. I know it's like a big thing, but I don't want to insult him.
It's big.
And so I go, okay. So we sit down for dinner. I go, Mark, Eva's a huge Star Wars fan. she freezes and he goes, oh, really? And she goes, yes, I love good guy versus bad guy stories, you know? And I go, Eva... Who's your favorite character? And she goes, well, Chewbacca. And I go, can you do an impression of Chewbacca for Mark? And she goes, hello, my name is Chewbacca. And Mark goes, you never seen it. She goes, I've never seen your movie, Mark. I want to, though. I hear it's really good. He was great. Mark Hamill is amazing. He delivers everything you want out of him. Because obviously all of us looked up at, when we were kids, as him being Luke Skywalker. And... You know, some people let you down when you meet your heroes.
Sure.
Mark Hamill does not. He over-delivers. You say something about Harrison Ford, and he goes, you want to hear a good story? That's Mark Hamill. That's Mark Hamill.
Fantastic.
He's awesome.
Yeah. I love it. And that's coming out on Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
The Bert cast is crushing it. Two Bears, One Cave with Tom Segura.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's. I'm having a good time. I just need to keep living.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Miami to Bahamas comedy cruise might put a crimp in that.
But oh yeah, we're doing fully loaded comedy cruise. I can't wait. That's my dream. The comedy, those cruise ships.
Yes.
I love cruise ships.
You do?
Oh my God! The fact that no one can leave. Are you kidding me? It's the best feeling in the world.
27th through the 31st of 2023. That's October 27th through the 31st. Tickets start at $125,000. So be careful. You don't know where you're going to be in any cabin in the cruise. You have no idea.
I'll be on the road all year trying to pay off this Super Bowl. Savannah next week. Tampa, Orlando.
Come on out to just check them out on the Topsoff World Tour. Great to see you, Matt.
It's what a pleasure.
I'd love to come on your BurtCast.
I would love
Let's
to
go
have
do
you.
Some disc golf.
Done.
Let's figure it all out, man.
Done.
I really would love to do that.
And wait, shout out to Sarah Tiana, still on Moment House right now.
Fantastic.
Right? Yes. Yeah, right? It's on Moment House right now.
Yes, right now.
Yeah, go check it out. Right now, it's on Moment House. You can buy it.
Oh, yeah.
And it is, she is the best, one of the best comics in the business.
Yes.
Top of the game. Absolute amazing. I'm really excited about her.
Obviously.
I saw her on the show. She murdered.
She's awesome,
yeah.
As you know.
Yeah.
We love her. And thanks for coming in, Bert.
Thank you.
Congrats on everything going on with you. And continued success to dig out of your hole.
Thank you. I'll be posting my Super Bowl seats on Sunday on my Instagram.
There you go. And instead, no, that's a darkness retreat for sure. for 4 days. Check him out. Bert Kreischer right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Also on Twitter and Instagram. Aiden Hutchinson still to come. Rob Riggle still to come. And our picks for Super Bowl 57. That's how we're rolling into break right here in our final hour, our final day of Super Bowl 57 coverage on the Roku channel and more. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. I got Aiden Hutchinson here on The Rich Eisen Show. The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network has just rejoined the Roku channel broadcast here in Arizona. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger's the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. And look who stopped by is Aiden Hutchinson of the Detroit Lions. It's so great to see you, man.
Good to see you too,
so
man.
Great to watch you ball out.
Oh, yeah.
Like you
yeah.
did.
What a fun year, man. You know, I mean, a little roller coaster of a year for the Lions. But it ended great, and that's all I care about. Now we got a lot of momentum going into year two.
Let's talk about game one.
Yeah.
Against Jalen Hurts in the Philadelphia
yeah.
Eagles. How many times did you put Jalen Hurts on the turf? I know the answer to this. I'd like to hear it from you. How many times did you sack him?
I put him zero. Zero times on the turf.
No, you had a three-sack game, didn't you?
No.
When did you have your first three-sack game?
That was the next game.
The next game.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was being so smart.
As much as I'd love to start my NFL career with a three-sack game, I didn't get that storybook start.
The
next
game,
yes.
Did
against
you?
Against the Commanders.
Against the Commanders.
Yep.
You took Carson Wentz down three times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one felt good.
That one felt really good.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. And so what was it like to play professional football. Was it was it exactly the way you envisioned it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously you watch the game on TV compared to college. It's a lot different. You know, it's just the pro style. It's a little. It's just a lot different. And the offensive linemen, there's never really a drop off in talent, you know, compared to college. It's like you're playing the best of the best every week, and obviously some guys are a little more elite than others, but it's not like college where it's up and down like that. So it's fun, man. I freaking love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
And it looks like you have the clear passion for it. And the Lions started clicking.
Yeah.
Around what would you say? When did you guys start?
About week seven when we played the Packers, or maybe week eight then. We played the Packers the first time. That was the first time we really clicked, especially as a defense.
Right. And that's the first time Jameson Williams asked Rodgers for his jersey, right? Is that the first time that he did that?
Did he ask him that for I saw the second time.
He did apparently ask him the first time, and Rodgers said, "I'll get you next time." Because
next time.
You beat him in Detroit.
Yeah.
And I think he assumed, "I'll win the second one. Happy to give you my jersey after I beat you." And Williams went up to him and asked him it again, and
he got denied. He's
"I'm gonna hang on to this one."
Yeah, that was funny.
Do that.
That was a funny.
And so, what clicked for the team? Do you think, and why? When did that happen for you?
You know, I think when we were 1-6, you know, we had this player-led meeting, and it really just taking accountability, you know, and that's everyone talking, everyone saying what's on their mind. And,
did you
and,
speak
and
in
being
that?
Real? No, I did not really speak in it.
Because I'm still a rookie.
You know,
right, okay.
I'm not, even though I was a starter on the defense, I felt that this was something for the veterans. This was something for the guys that that had been in the league for a while, so you got to pay your dues a little bit. So I let them talk, and just seeing that, though, that was very inspiring. For me to watch, you know, and be a part of something like that. And ever since after that moment, we won 6 straight. And I think that's no coincidence either.
Give me your favorite Dan Campbell story. What do you got for me? What do you got for me?
Favorite Dan Campbell story.
Yes. What do you got?
You know, I think it was what I saw in Hard Knocks, because obviously as a player, I don't see a lot, you know, but when I was watching Hard Knocks, and as he was doing the down-ups, and he had taped his wrist, because he had hurt it, and he was kind of complaining about it, that was a real funny moment. And also when he was saying that when you see a light at the end of the tunnel, it's not surviving. It's a freight train coming, and it's coming to kill you. So that was his camp analogy, which I loved.
He's just were you in the meeting? Jared Goff said his fake tooth popped out, and he just picked it up from the floor and popped it back in and kept talking.
I must have missed this meeting.
Jared Goff said that happened.
Yeah,
that his fake tooth.
That must have happened for year one.
It's like a gum rule.
Yeah,
I guess, you know, just 5 seconds. Just go ahead and grab it.
Right, right.
You know, are any similarities between Dan Campbell and Jim Harbaugh? Any?
It's
at all?
They're different. I think the biggest similarity between them is the passion and the intensity. Because they both have such a similar passion and intensity, but they go about it differently. Mm-hmm. You know, Harbaugh is a little bit more quirky, obviously, and does
bird and things like that.
Some more unexpected things, right? Like something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Dan is more, you know, following the cue a little bit compared to Harbaugh.
So, what is it like for you to be doing this for the Detroit Lions? Honestly, that you're, you know, Michigan kid, you know, and the fact that you are now trying to turn around this franchise, and it appears that you have now become an integral part of that actual process.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous growing up, being a Lions fan, and you know, you see all the pain and the struggle and the heartbreak and the so close but no cigar. It's growing up being a part of that, man. And when I got to the team, I'm a winner. Like, I want to be a part of winning programs, winning teams.
Yes.
I want to win Super Bowls, man. I want rings on my finger. And I just don't want to fall into the same storyline with the Lions. I wanna be the reason too that we move on and we go on to bigger and better things.
So will you? So I guess who on the team is Okuda, right?
Yep.
Yep. And anybody else from Columbus on that team?
Jonah Jackson.
Okay. Right. So on the
Decker.
Okay.
Oh, tackle.
That's right.
Forgot about Decker. There's one more.
So on the scale of one to completely awful, what were you in November in that locker room after that big W? Because I know I would be. I would just be. I've been talking with my chest quite a bit.
Oh,
I don't know if you've heard me. I've been writing checks quite a bit.
I mean, rightfully so, though, you know?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, because everyone was saying last year when I was so jubilant, thanks to you and the rest of the Wolverines from 2 years ago, performing the way you did at home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just wait till you get...
They said, wait, horseshoe. That's what they all say. Wait for the horseshoe.
Wait for the horseshoe.
Yep.
And then they got the horns. You know what I'm saying? So were you off the charts obnoxious to those guys?
You know, a lot of those guys were vets, so I can't go. You know, I couldn't go too hard, but I didn't actually bet that game. Honestly, I wasn't completely the most confident as a Wolverine.
No,
so
don't say that.
So I actually didn't, you know, put any little side bets with the boys because I wasn't the most confident because I bought into the horseshoe narrative. You know, I thought the boys haven't won there in years. I don't know if they can do it, but they did it and they defied the odds. So you know. Now I can wear that M just a little, even though it was very proud, just a little more proud.
Well, I hope that I don't know, the schedules align where the Lions have a home game that weekend. You can show up.
Yeah,
you can tell Coach Campbell I'm in year two. You know, it's just, by the way, it's a noon start.
Oh yeah, I'll be back for the night meeting on Saturday.
When was the last time you've been? Did you go to the Big House at all this year?
I went bye week against Penn State when they beat the brakes off of Penn State. So that was fun to watch.
By the way, TJ, he's a big Penn State guy. That is an accurate portrayal.
The brakes being beaten.
Yes,
off.
Yes, there were brakes, and then they were off. And the way that they came off is they were beaten off. That actually happened.
I mean, I saw it.
So tell me about this, brother, about your setup that you have here.
Yeah.
Bounty, you are representing Bounty today.
What man. They're the quicker picker-upper. And again, if I have to say it again.
Yes, please.
Maybe our guy over here can get it right.
No, it's all right. It's okay.
You can't have football without wings, and you can't have wings without
Bounty.
Bounty. That's right.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Well done.
Hell
now
yeah.
Now you need to harmonize it the next time, guys, if you're the backup.
We can try it again.
We can do it one more time. Clear if you want.
That's all right. So you've got the wings here, and are you a wings guy?
I love wings. I don't know if I'm boneless or bone in. I'm kind of torn.
Okay.
I don't know. What kind of guy are you?
I'm not really a wings guy.
You never had wings?
I've had, but I'm not really a wings guy.
Drums or flats?
You know,
flats.
Flats.
Got to be the flats.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I'm a drums guy. Yeah.
Wow. I feel like you two are outliers.
Really?
I think so. I feel like everyone's a flats guy.
You did seem quite derisive to them when they said.
I thought I was with the norm. I thought I was with the rest of the population.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I'd take boneless over any of them, to be honest with you, though.
Is boneless really chicken wings, though?
It's chicken.
It's just chicken bites.
It's just chicken bites.
That's really all it is.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, everybody should go out and get their Bounty.
Quicker picker upper.
Yep. Okay. Very good. I know you got to take this, but maybe we should give you guys the Bounty because I'm sure you just licked this off your fingers.
Yeah.
You can't have that.
I've got Bounty in the crib right now.
That's what I use, man.
Yeah,
that's right.
It gives you that sheet. You can rip it in two or three pieces.
You only need one, really.
You don't need
it's
one.
So absorbent.
Well, I'm a little sloppy, bro.
Fantastic. And by the way, a great rendition of Billie Jean.
Didn't know
you had that in you.
Yes. To be honest with you, I didn't really know I did either. I never practiced it.
Well, what do you mean you never practiced?
I mentally rehearsed it, but all the dance moves, everything, that was all improv. That was all feeling the crowd.
And you definitely did. I mean, you channeled quite a bit right there.
I still am in shock.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Aiden Hutchinson, thanks for coming on. Come back anytime. Let me know when you're in LA. I'd love to have you on the show again.
No doubt.
That's Aiden Hutchinson. Follow him at AidenHutch97 on Twitter and Instagram. When we come back, we're going to wrap up this show right from the Super Bowl state of Arizona, and Rob Riggle will help us do it. That's coming up next. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
For the first time ever, stream the Super Bowl for free. Super Bowl 57 on Westwood One is Sunday. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app on westwoodonesports.com via Westwood One station streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. Come on up here, Rob Riggle. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the final guest of our Super Bowl week. Walk-on performance. Good to see you,
How
sir.
How are you, sir?
How are you?
Oh,
representing PXG.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And representing just the wriggleness of it all.
Thank you.
Good to see Rob Riggle.
Hey, friend.
Look at
good
us.
To see you, man.
Look at us back at a Super
Look
Bowl,
at us
huh?
back at doing it again.
We're doing
3 out of 4 years.
It's like you're the Patriots.
I mean, yes. Let's hope. Let's hope we go on a 9 Super Bowl run.
Dude, what a run this has been.
Patrick Mahomes, so good. So good. And I don't have to tell you, you know, you've had Henry Winkler on, you know.
How about the Fonz and him with a, like, they're going to go elope?
See,
you know?
And the Fonz, he has an eye for talent. And I'm not just talking about the football, I'm talking about the soul.
Of course.
He knows the man's soul, and he believes in him.
You can't just kick a jukebox and turn it on.
You can't.
You know what I'm saying?
Jukeboxes just don't turn on
they
because
don't.
You want it to. You
they
have
don't.
To have a soul.
And look at this moment right here. Look at this moment.
More of that, please. That's what America needs. That's what America
Fonz
needs.
Fist bumping Patrick Mahomes.
That's how you know he's cool. That's how you know he's cool.
Hey. Oh man, I can't wait.
It's
for
good
this
to see all you guys.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys.
I can't wait for this to happen to the Jets. You know what? One day they just draft somebody, dropped in your lap, and then life changes for everyone.
You had a taste of it with Broadway Joe.
Yes.
It went away too soon.
And I saw him last night.
Did you?
I don't know how many snaps he can give me anymore.
You were at Honors?
I was at Honors
last
night.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Yeah, I saw him in the front row there.
He was there.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
He's not walking through that door.
Yeah.
We had a burst of Sanchez. We had a burst of Sanchez.
Good.
A smattering of Sanchez. And then the Aaron Rodgers darkness retreat.
Mm.
That's my Jets fandom. I've been in a darkness retreat. What,
do you
for
think
quite
he comes
time.
Out of that 4 days of isolation in darkness and says, it hit me, I need to be a Jet? Do you think that's what's going to happen?
Yes, because how better to prepare yourself than sit in isolated darkness, Rob? That's a perfect way to prep. I thought to myself, he's going to be a Jet. He's going to come out and say, I have stared into the abyss, and I know.
And the answer came back.
And it came back.
J-E-T-S.
Oh, could you imagine you're in the front office of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
And you're ready for anything.
Sure.
Like, if he says, I want to come back and play, you're ready for that. Of course. Aaron, there's the
which is a viable contingency.
Of course, exactly. If he comes out of darkness and he goes, you know what, I want to play somewhere else, then you get on the phone. But it's a little bit more of a to-do.
Yes.
You know? But
well put.
But if you're sitting there waiting for this answer and you're like, when did he go into darkness? When did he, like, does anybody know when the clock started? When did he actually? Yeah.
What's the ETA? It's like when the space capsule comes in and it goes into the dark out zone. you know, before you reestablish radio contact.
Yeah, the LEM's long since gone. Now we're just we're parachuting down.
And everybody has to wait. We all just have to wait. Well, Houston,
that's what this is.
Well, Houston calls out into the darkness.
This is it.
Yeah.
The crack, you're listening to the crackle of the radio, and they'll just come out.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you are it's the direction of your franchise is dependent upon somebody's 4-day darkness retreat.
When you put it like that,
it's the truth.
When you put it like that, it's interesting.
It's the truth, isn't it? I mean, I don't think I'm spreading any lies here. Like he's going in to help his process.
Yeah, these are all these are all factual statements.
You know?
Yeah, it's an interesting time. It's an interesting time.
We live
the pandemic really screwed a lot of things up. Let's just be honest.
Oh my gosh! You know where I'm. One of the things I definitely want to talk about because we are holy moly freaks in the
God
Eisen
bless.
Household.
Thank you. Yes,
it is just a
good
delight.
Times. It's good times.
Absolute delight. It truly,
thank
truly
you.
Is.
Well, Joe Tess is so good at this.
He is.
He's so good at it. I just sit there and stare at him because he's the perfect, well, he's a legendary sportscaster. He's a wonderful sportscaster. But then when he really dives in on this stuff, I just get so excited listening to him. I remind myself I'm in this with him.
Where are times where I understand his his tongue is firmly planted in cheek.
Yeah.
But there are also times when he's calling this like it's the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Like this is it.
That's why I love him so much, because when he's like, I know I'm calling this. This matters. And it all of a sudden I'm like, God, it does. I'm like, this person really could be the champion. You know, what am I gotta focus up here.
Yeah, like the porta potty door can come out at any point in time and blow up somebody's dream of winning the jacket.
Yeah, the disco dancer is by far more aggressive than the fly. In the porta potty challenge,
I have not noticed that.
So much more aggressive.
I mean, when they're leaping for the pole. By the way, I've never started a sentence that way.
Wow.
Honestly, I cannot recall more of a shared belly laugh amongst my wife Susie and I and our three children. Honestly, like a shared living room belly laugh.
Well, the thing is, too, when we're watching it, you know, we're up in the booth at this outdoor, you know, place, and the events are happening, and we're watching real time. So when we react, it's because we are genuinely loving what we're seeing. You know, it's the, oh, my God, did you see what I just saw? You know, those are as real as it gets, like, because we're watching it as you guys are watching.
It is so great.
Yeah.
It is well done. When are we getting more?
Fingers crossed.
Really?
Fingers crossed. We don't know yet, so we're waiting
to see. Was it really dependent on the Muppets last year? Was that a real thing?
Turns out to be a real thing. It wasn't scripted that
way. Okay.
It was just kind of a bit to get us through the season. But now it may be real. So
we gotta get that back.
I know. Believe me, brother. I want it to come back. I enjoy it.
It's so great.
Yeah.
It is fun, and it's shot in the freezing cold.
We do it. Usually we do it
like right around now. Right.
Right around now, February, March, and it's always from dusk till dawn. And so it's freezing out there, and that water is not heated. People think, oh, the water. No, the water is Titanic level, 35 degrees, just above freezing, probably. Oh, I don't know how they do it.
Rob, I'm serious, man. It is so funny, and I very rarely, speak to executives through the screen here, but like, what's your malfunction? This is a brilliant show. It is great. And so, do you meet Steph Curry, or that's just
I do. I get to meet him, and I've had the opportunity. To meet him and spend time with him. He's great. He's
what a
great.
Human, right?
So good, and a good golfer. Really good golfer. Quite a stick. Hopefully he'll be playing some PXGs. What? Did you see how I bridged to message?
It was impressive.
God.
Okay, nobody bridges to message
nobody
quite
bridges
like you.
To message,
like quite like Rob Riggle.
And you guys saw it too. You heard it.
These guys have seen a lot of people bridge to message. Not like that. Not like that.
Thanks.
I'm very impressed.
There's levels.
That's what I do.
So now that we're on the message.
Yeah, hey, sure, listen.
Let's talk about
PXG while we're on message. They got new golf balls, guys. 10 years in the making.
Okay.
Just came out this week. That's huge.
Okay.
Huge. Priced right. Good stuff. I played them. They're the real deal. Good golf balls.
Let's go.
Their golf clubs are phenomenal. Forgiving, which I need.
Okay.
And then Bob Parsons is a Marine, which I'm a Marine. I love him for that. He does unbelievable stuff for first responders in the military. So I love PXG top to bottom.
Well, the Rich Eisen Show is looking for a new golf partner.
Guys.
I'm not just saying. I am saying.
I'm going to flat out.
Where are these people?
I'm going to reach out.
We need products. Yep. We need golf balls. We need partnership.
There they are, right there.
I'm bridging to message right now. I'm bridging to message.
Rich is on it, guys.
I am.
Yeah, they're getting collective nods over there.
What's your game like right now? What do we got?
I'm about an 8.5.
Ooh, damn.
Eight and a half. Yeah.
What's the half?
I don't even know. The handicap people will do that. It's all computerized.
It is.
Yeah, so 8.5 is what they tell me.
Okay.
You know, I play a 9, and then I tell everybody I'm a 12.
That's impressive.
You know.
We can't. Marshall Faulk will never tell you his number.
He's a good golfer, though, isn't
he? He's an excellent golfer.
Yeah. He's like a 0.
But he wants candy. If he can get candy out of you, he's going to get the candy.
That's right. Everybody's haggling for those strokes.
He'll never tell you.
Yeah. See, that's like Netflix. They never tell you their numbers.
They never do.
They never tell you their numbers.
And you're wondering about the back end, and you're like,
wait a minute. The show's doing really well.
Man,
we don't know.
That's part of the 8.5.
Yeah.
Okay. When was the last time you played? Did you play this week?
Did
you do any waste?
I haven't played here. Didn't do waste management this year, but I did last 2 years. Fantastic. I played with Scotty Scheffler last year.
Did you?
Yeah. And the year before that, I played with Rory McIlroy.
How have you done? What is that like?
The best.
Seriously.
So nice. So funny. So willing to share a story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times, you know, they walk down and they're just kind of small talk.
Yeah.
But he was so forthcoming with stories and anecdotes, and I just loved it.
Did he slag on Patrick Reed at some point?
No, he was.
So he's really high. He's highbrow.
Highbrow, kept it all
first class.
First class.
The whole way. But were you trying to dig for?
Of course stories? I was. Yeah. I kept trying to.
Give me the good stuff, Rory.
I kept trying to go low.
And you kept going high.
And he kept going high. So what are you going to do?
Except on the scorecards.
Boom. Right.
There you go. Boom. Extreme golf balls.
Yeah, look at those.
They're extreme.
Go ahead, break it open. Feel the ball. Feel the polyurethane. I don't even know if that's what you call it. Is it polyurethane?
Wow.
No, it's urethane. I don't know what it is. You can tell
the difference.
Can you feel?
I can feel it.
And what you're feeling there is distance off the tee and feel around the green. Guys, it is. Bridge the message.
Bridging the message. Unlike anybody can. Fantastic.
Yeah, you're going to love those.
All right, so are you nervous for Sunday or what? What are you?
I'm always nervous before a big game. You know, the Chiefs are 1.5 dogs, which I dig, actually. I like being in. That's the position I want to be in.
Yes.
I don't want pole position. I want the second right behind pole position.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Works for me. 1.5 works for me. I love our team. I love our leadership. I love the organization. I love everything about it. It's Chiefs, Chiefs, Chiefs all the time.
Yes.
I do respect the Eagles. They obviously have an incredible team. They got here. They steamrolled their way to the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts, fantastic.
Yes.
But I just believe in the Chiefs. I love them.
Isn't it amazing that Andy Reid has become a first ballot Hall of Fame coach? And everything about his tenure in Philadelphia, it just feels like another life because of how long he's been in Kansas City.
That's the thing.
And he has now more playoff wins as a Kansas City Chief coach than he did in Philadelphia,
which is glorious, and I'm so happy about that. But yeah, you're right, you don't see that happening. You don't, you know, when it all starts, you're like, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
But it has.
When he came to Kansas City, you're like, okay, let's see if this is gonna work out.
Let's
better
hope than, for something good,
you know. Let's work at, you know, last time we took an Eagles coach in Vermeil, like, we were still waiting on the dub, and now here he is with one in the case already.
Yeah.
Back for 3 times in 5 years? This is insane.
Well, and, you know, I've been a long-suffering Chiefs fan since 75, right? And since I was a little kid. And a lot of lean years all my life, pretty much. These last 5 years have been the greatest 5 years of football life I've ever had.
Is that another way of saying the name Steve Bono? Is that another way of saying that?
It cuts like a knife when I hear it.
Steve Bono?
He was captain of our ship when we were 13-3 and lost to the Colts, who were 9-7, I believe.
Yeah.
They came to Arrowhead. We had home field advantage. I really thought that was our year,
mm-hmm.
and it was snatched away from us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our field goal kicker missed like four field goals that game.
I don't recall this.
It was horrific.
Yeah.
I think we actually packed that kicker up, and he was moved out before the fourth quarter was over.
Oh my gosh!
Anyway, these last years have been fantastic. Yeah, let's focus on the positive. These last several years have been a dream come true.
It's been
dream come true.
What do you got for Big Slick all set up? What do you
Big
got
Slick?
For your event?
You know the cast of characters. We got Paul Rudd, Jason Sudeikis, Stone Street, Koechner,
and you.
Myself and Heidi Gardner, Saturday Night Live, be joining us.
Oh, we're expanding. We're expanding the Kansas City brand.
We've got a good group. Yeah, so we've got more and more people getting involved. And,
for Children's Mercy Hospital.
Yeah, Children's Mercy. They do wonderful work. So, and as always, Rich Eisen Show is invited.
I appreciate we did that one year. I know. Yeah. We're up and running with our
invitation.
New partnership.
You have a standing invite.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I loved being there years ago with the show. And then, of course, the thing is, it's you're kind of the enforcer of the group. Because when you are about the charity, you are truly all about the charity. Yeah. And you want to make sure that all the folks who come in to support the charity go to the hospital. Meet the children. Meet the families.
Yeah.
Meet the
impact.
It does.
Yeah.
And you're the enforcer where you'll go out, you know, at the night before people are singing karaoke, maybe getting a little overserved. And you'll go up and you'll just like tap your wrist. Like maybe it's time for bed because you know
because you gotta
we're gonna get you up and you're going to the hospital tomorrow morning 8 a.m. This is the truth. I'm not just joking. Yeah. Like you're like the enforcer.
It's good for everybody. It's good for everybody. Yeah,
raises all boats.
Yeah, and then Saturday after the big show.
Yes.
Then we can let the hair down a little more. Yeah.
What's the grand total of fundraising?
For
the history.
I think we're up to close to $14 million.
Unbelievable.
In 14 or 13 million in 13 years.
It is so incredible.
It's been great. It started so small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how you have to do these things. You start them, and we didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know how we were going to do it. We just said, let's try it.
Uh-huh.
And it worked. And then we tried it again, and it just kept working and growing and growing and growing. And then you guys pitch in, and you guys help. That brings eyeballs to it and attention. And so we appreciate you guys.
It's just so much fun.
And you always have on all the guys. You have on Rudd. You have on Stoney.
Oh, yeah.
You have on Keck. You have on all
sure.
the guys.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's fantastic because we always end up talking about it. So thank you again.
I always love talking to you about this charity because you do beautiful work for the kids who need help at Children's Mercy in Kansas City. So, okay, what's your final score prediction? What do you got for me? Give it to me. Rob Riggle, give it to me.
All right, it's 34-27 Chiefs.
And who's the MVP?
Mahomes.
Okay.
Mahomes.
There you go.
Because he's gonna throw three touchdowns and run for two.
Whoa. Five total touchdowns.
Yeah, so that doesn't add up to, I know it doesn't add up to 34, so maybe I make it 35-27.
You could say Butker misses an extra point, it's okay.
No, Butker misses nothing.
Okay.
Butker misses nothing.
You're putting nothing
in
either.
He's 100% on extra points. He's 100% on field goals, although if I guess it's 35-27 now, no field goals, but he's 5-for-5 on.
In terms of being offended from 1 to Stone Street, how offended were you by Burrowhead? Stone Street, you know, is the nuclear. Stone Street would go from okay, all right, I hear what you say, all right, and then by the end of it, it's just like he's gritting his teeth, really angry. So where are you?
Which, by the way, I love that.
I know,
I love that.
We all love Eric for that sort of thing. Where were you on the Burrowhead?
It was terrible, and they reaped what they sowed on that one. Don't talk like that. That's foolish talk. That's crazy talk.
Yes.
And no jabronis. You know, we just don't do jabronis.
What a great word.
It's so good.
It's
one of my faves. And now, because I've thrown it around a couple times, but then to have it delivered on the main stage, you're like, yep.
The main stage. I love it. Rob Riggle, thank you so much for
having me.
Everybody check out PXG, their new extreme golf balls.
Yep.
I can tell you, I have handled the polyurethane myself.
I hope that's right. It could be totally wrong.
What have you? Were you shrugging his shoulders?
Yeah.
He doesn't know the science.
I should have read the specs.
Damn you, specifications.
They're great.
But
they're
fantastic.
I don't
know if you're overhearing it. His bridge to message is second to none. Second to none.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of today's guests, George Kittle, Stephon Diggs, Kirk Cousins, Sean Payton, Aidan Hutchinson, Bert Kreischer, and you, Rob Riggle.
What a lineup, man.
It was fun, man. Thanks for finishing up strong. And that will wrap it up for our radio coverage of the Rich Eisen Show from the Super Bowl state of Arizona. We'll wrap up our Roku channel coverage in just a moment. But for everyone else, let's chat Monday. Enjoy the game.